Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again this time, and we're picking up our study here regarding three characteristics, three godly characteristics that need to be manifested in every person and every institution in the world. The first is that of humility, and we had several messages, five messages broadcast on humility. This is the third broadcast on this subject of submission. Humility leads to submission, and it's connected here by James chapter 4, verses 6 through 10. But he giveth more grace, that is, God giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. And so in verse number 7 we see here, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. And just before that, the scripture says, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. So humility leads to submission, and we're commanded to do such, and we need to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and we also need to submit to the Almighty. We've taken a look about how we need to submit to Him, the scripture tells us, in His law. We need to submit to Him, to the God Almighty, in His righteousness. We need to submit to Him in His Son and in His gospel. We need to submit to Him in His churches. And what a sad thing to think that there would be churches that would not be in submission to the Lord, but rather want to put the Lord in submission to them. And then we do so, and it is a difference of words. It is subtle, but it is appropriate for us to consider. We saw last time in 1 Corinthians 15 that we do so, we submit to Him by the only begotten of the Father. The Lord Jesus will, when all things are brought under His power, all rule and authority, as it says in 1 Corinthians 15, even all His enemies, death, and the grave, He will deliver the kingdom up to the Father and Himself be subject unto Him that put all things under Him, unto the Almighty or God the Father, if you will. And so the Lord Jesus, as a man, when He became a man, and from thenceforth is submissive unto God Almighty. And so then we come to the conclusion of this message and this subject. In this of submission, there needs to be submission not only by individuals, but there needs to be submission, as we've seen and as the scripture has told us, of all institutions. So not only do you need to submit to the Lord, and I need to submit to the Lord, but our families need to submit to the Lord, our communities need to submit to the Lord, our state needs to submit to the Lord, and the nation needs to submit unto the Lord. We take a look here in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, and we see here that the world, that all will be brought into subjection to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we need to submit now. But if one would say, no, I am not submitting, you need to understand that all will be brought into submission before him, the submission of the world. In Hebrews chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, "For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection," that's a synonym for submission, "the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him?" Verse 7, "Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, and crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands, and hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all things, all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him." And so this passage is talking about who God Almighty, who the Father chose to be Savior. He didn't choose a man after Adam's race. He did not choose an angel. He did not choose another being, but he called his own Son, the only begotten of the Father, testifying to us that God the Son, who is with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, always, never created. There are those that believe that the Son was created at the time that he became a man. The Trinity has always been at hand, always, forever and ever, eternally is God, God, one God, yet triune. And the Son was called by the Father to come and be the Savior. And in that, in being the Savior, being called to be the Savior, as a man, becoming a man, he will rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so it says there, "For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come," meaning that he has put it to be subject to the Son. And what we see there in verse number 8, that it's not yet done, but it will be done. All things will be subject unto the Son. And as we saw in 1 Corinthians 15, he will then, in the end of this of time in this world and coming to the new heaven and the new earth, he will deliver up the kingdom unto the Father, being eternally subject to him because he has become a man for our sakes. What a glorious work in salvation the Lord Jesus has wrought on behalf of sinners, on behalf of his people, his children, to bring us to salvation. He suffered it all because he loves me and you. If you're saved, you declare the same thing. He suffered it all and has borne it all because he loves you. So we see subjection of the world. It will be brought to pass. Next, we want to take a look at passages in the Scripture that tell us about that all of his enemies will be made subject to him. In Psalm 66, verse number 3, "Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works! Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee." The enemies of the Lord, the naysayers, the unbelieving, the doubting, the unrepentant, will be brought into submission before the Lord. In Psalm 81, verses 15 and 16, "The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him." Did you know that that was in the Scripture? Listen. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He said if they would have submitted, they would have lived. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat and with honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied thee. The psalmist declares it in Psalm 81, verses 15 and 16. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves. He would have blessed them. He would have provided for them eternally, because that's what the Lord does. He gives eternal life. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Oh, don't be a hater of the Lord. Don't be a denier of the Lord. Don't be a denier of the will and the way and the word of the Lord, but submit unto him. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 13, Hebrews 1:13, "But to which of the angels said he at any time," the Father said, is being spoken about, "Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." Has he said, has the Father said that to any of the angels? No. To any other creature? No. To any son of Adam? No. But only unto the Son. enemies made to be his footstool. Hebrews 10:13, submission, subjection of the enemies of the Lord, they will be brought to do so. Hebrews 10:13, from henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. The Lord Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father, on the right hand of the Father, waiting for the promise of the Father that he will take all of his enemies and make them his footstool. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22, who has gone into heaven, speaking of Christ Jesus, and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. 1 Peter 3:22, who has gone into heaven, that is our Lord Jesus, that's where he is now, and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. And so we see here that the enemies of the Lord will be made subject to him. There's another passage here that I think is appropriate in this that we need to see and understand. The testimony of the greatest king that ever lived. God likened him unto the head of gold in the dream that he gave the king, and was interpreted by Brother Daniel. And Daniel chapter 4, verse number 34, we see here that all the rulers, even our own president, even our judge magistrate, even our governors of our land, and every official needs to subject themselves unto the Lord and his word and his will and his way. Listen to what this man, touched by God, the greatest of all kings that has ever lived upon the earth, a dominion that has been unparalleled. Listen to what he says in Daniel 4:34. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes into heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever. You know what this king, who was accountable to no other person on the earth, you know what he declares? He says, I am accountable to God. See, God took him and made him eat of the grass of the field like an ox for 7 years. Listen to what he says, ongoing in verse 34, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Nobody grabs a hold of the Lord's wrists and says, what are you doing? What are you putting your hand forth? And Brother Nebuchadnezzar, I believe this man who was so proud and so blessed, so used of the Lord, and so financially able, and had built such a great kingdom, it had been given to him by God, he testifies of the greatness of the Lord. At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and my brightness returned unto me after that 7 years. And my counselor and my Lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. Nebuchadnezzar declares unto us from antiquity, he says, submit yourselves unto the Lord, or he will cause you to be subject and submit unto him. Hebrews 12:9, and we close. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us and we gave them reverence, speaking about family life, and a father that loves his children and would discipline, would correct his children. Listen to what he says. Shall we not rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? And so here we have it before us. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Being subject unto God Almighty will cause us to have life. And if you're under the hearing of my voice, I pray that you will submit yourself unto the Lord through his Son. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.